Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, the UN Secretary General, Jenny Vaughan. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Wow, what a welcome. Thank you. That was just amazing.
I've been thinking of Almond Joys all week because you said last week that was your favorite. Your favorite. That's how we started off on October 1st. So candy, candy, candy. Keith
That's
is the candy man.
Totally.
He has a basket with him every day.
That's right.
Just in case. Keep that blood sugar level, which is good. So I have to just say no sometimes to him, Jenny, so I can fit my Halloween content. I had to wave it off.
I am actually very happy that I haven't even purchased a bag of candy. I do plan to have some out so kids can grab it if they're running around, but I just haven't done it yet. And usually I buy a bag early and then we eat it all, and then you got to go get another bag.
Right.
And you eat it all. And so it's going to be fun.
Are you just going to leave it on your porch and let them help themselves?
I'm sending my kids out.
That's where I'm headed.
Kids out with tongs so they can just pull. They can just like the grabbers. You know the thing you use to reach on the top shelf.
Right.
You use one of those deals.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, I think that's exactly what we're going to do. You know, our neighborhood has an annual 4th of July parade, and what we did, and normally we have food and drinks and all that stuff for everybody, and what we're going to do is the same thing we did at the 4th of July parade, is probably just put a table at the end of our driveway and let kids take what they want.
Wow.
And I'm hoping they get a chance to at least walk around the neighborhood.
So far, so good. The county commissioner said they're in. The mayor of Bloomington said they're having Halloween as well. And if we can just hang on to our good rates here for the next few weeks, Jenny, we should be okay, because, number one, Halloween for kids trick-or-treating, you don't trick-or-treat in a herd of 70.
No.
You know, it's usually your family and somebody else. So there's not a natural gathering place at Halloween because you're always moving. Now, I understand having kids come door to door to door to door to door saying trick or treat and then sneezing and coughing all over you is probably not good either. I like your theory.
Right.
Please, the honor system. COVID's been bad enough. 2020's been bad enough. I wouldn't take more than one. I don't want to see what the hell else is going to happen.
I would take at least two or three. I'm just saying.
And by the way, Jenny, we got our second full moon of the month on Halloween night.
Right. So you throw that in there.
Which is awesome.
Where's Friday the 13th when we need it? Come on. Let's just throw some more.
With Halloween.
Let's just throw some more gas.
Bring it on. We can take anything at this point, right?
You guys are tough. I'm tough. I'm not as tough, but I need my kids healthy for that big trick or treat run. Coming up Saturday on the 31st. So far, so good, the news about that. Keith, what is happening at Ivy Tech? Last week, we had the big scissors out. I remember that.
I want to start by putting Jenny on the spot a little bit, because first I'm going to tell you a lot of high schools and a lot of colleges are now giving letters, like a letterman, letter girl in sports for esports, and Ivy Tech's on the cutting edge of all of that. Explain that, because this is exciting news, Jenny.
Well, it really is, although I have to tell you, I think I don't really know much about esports, but I'm going to try. And I've got a lot of things to share about our School of IT. I mean, they are completely knocking it out of the park, serving our students both and our community, both in and outside of the classroom. Our dean, Chris Carroll, and his team, they're just amazing. And one of the faculty members, Nick LaPlante, has organized an esports event. So it's a virtual esports event. That's where the E comes in. And students will be, students and really anybody who's able to log into the Zoom are going to be grouped together to play rounds of what's called Rocket League. And it's a free-to-play video game. And I don't understand any of this either, but participants are going to play soccer, but they're going to be flying cars playing soccer. So I have no idea what that means, but I understand that it's fun, it's fast-paced, and students and others will have just a blast playing the game. And again, it is open to anybody, and all skill levels are welcome. So if you're interested, if you know somebody that might be interested, I really don't think it even matters what age you are. Please call us. We can get you to Nick LaPlante to get that Zoom information, and it's tomorrow. It's at 2:00, and I think it goes from 2 to 5, so it should just be a lot of fun. We're promoting it all statewide for any student at Ivy Tech and even employees and others who are interested in it. And it really, again, like you said, I mean, the School of IT, the team there, they're really knocking it out of the park and really having fun and really trying to engage with our students during this, you know, during the pandemic and hoping that people take advantage of a free, fun way to have a good time.
Well, and just a sidebar to all of that, the state is have a real push, and you've got free courses for people to learn how to do some technical things on computers because there are jobs out there for this.
Oh, my God, there's so many jobs. And, you know, just even the coding, and we've got a couple things about coding. You know, we're having a girls' coding camp over the Monroe County School Corporation and RBB's fall break. And
well, that's
so good. We are a part of that, but we're working with the Monroe County Women's Commission and IU to host a girls' coding camp during their break. And it's going to be all done remotely, so they're all going to be safe and all that good stuff. But it's for young, middle school-aged females in both of those school corporations. And we'll be able to give each of those students a Raspberry Pi, which is pretty cool, which is a full computer system through a grant that we received from Verizon. And our faculty will be teaching the classes. We've got a lot of mentors and guest speakers coming from IU, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. It's run through the Women's Commission here, Monroe County Women's Commission, but we're part of it, and we're the ones that received the grant, and we're a big part of it with the faculty in IT. They're just amazing.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, you guys keep doing more and more stuff. And the next thing I want to get you to talk about, because I think, you know, the governor wants us to hunker down. Well, you know what? A lot of people, including me, are all hunkered out. And you talk about people have been spending time at home and, you know, like, what can I do? What else can, you know, they've done their cleaning. They've thrown out all the stuff they don't want. But you've got some courses isn't the right word. What do you want to talk about in terms of lifelong kinds of things? But I'm looking here at some of the names. You got like backyard chickens.
Right. Well, and so from the Center for Lifelong Learning, these are personal enrichment classes. The team at the Center for Lifelong Learning has been doing such a great job moving all of their courses, which were all of them were face-to-face. We never had one of those classes online or virtual. So over the summer and then again this fall, they have pretty much moved it. Well, they have moved everything. We'll have a few classes later in the fall that will be face-to-face, some painting, but they have a really cool course on calligraphy. It's the first, we've never done a class in calligraphy, so actually that class starts next week. It's at 7 o'clock. It's virtual, and we are working with a local business here in town called Creative in Bloom. So that's one example, a calligraphy class. I have to figure out how to say it before I can take the class. But and then, like you just mentioned, we have an urban farming class with backyard chickens, and learn how to have your own fresh eggs and more is the name of the class. And it starts on Tuesday of next week. And it's a 6 p.m. virtual class as well. And, you know, lots of people in my neighborhood have chickens and things like that. And so if you've been,
you know, I'm not concerned about the chickens. Yeah. I'm more of an anti-rooster guy. He's up a little early for mine.
Yeah, no.
You can't have one without the other, can you?
No, you can't do that. No way. Not happening. Not in my neighborhood either. So there's also a quilting class. So if you're interested in learning how to
knit
quilt,
your chicken
so
a sweater.
Cool.
That's right.
Make it well, because winter is coming, and so you have to be ready. And then you could put a sign on it or write something with calligraphy. You could take all three classes.
How about a cooking class to make wings? Or
No, exactly. You don't do that with the chicken and backyard farming. Urban farming, it's not Colonel Sanders urban farming.
We could do omelets. We could do scrambled eggs. We could do lots and lots of...
Side of bacon, please. Side of bacon.
Now, that's a whole nother... A whole nother...
Urban pigs. There you go.
That's getting a little deep. But I think the greater point is, Jenny, there is something for everyone. So please take a look. I know some of us have some cabin fever and are trying to do the right things by staying. And this is a great way to do it and to learn. And maybe just once the weather turns a little bit as well, and we can't be outside all the time, these will be helpful solutions down the road.
Exactly. And as I mentioned, we will be having a face-to-face drawing painting classes on campus and ceramics classes. So it's another, and they will be safe. They will be socially distanced. And another opportunity for you to do something and get out of the house and stay away from Zoom. So you can have it all.
Jenny, talk about the Zoom thing for a second, because you got like biology classes and anatomy classes mm-hmm. and things like that mm-hmm. that almost have labs connected to them. How are you doing with all of the Zoom versus virtual versus face-to-face mm-hmm. kinds of things?
We're very creative. Some of those classes can be done completely virtual. We have been doing anatomy and physiology, some sections all virtual for many years. I mean, even, you know, when the online started and things like that, you know, so we send students what they need to learn in the lab environment, but at home. So we've been doing that for a while. Although a majority of our classes are face-to-face in those areas with like biology and chemistry, obviously anatomy and physiology, but the faculty through this pandemic have really turned that into a hybrid kind of class. So the lecture pretty much is all online, and then the lab is done on campus. But they are done very socially distanced. We have made sure that, you know, the right amount of people can be in there safely. So we have more labs than we used to have with those classes, because only a certain, you know, you can't put 20 students in the classroom during this pandemic. You know, that has to be at least 10, maybe even less than that. And so the faculty, I mean, kudos to the Dean Martin Wolfker and the faculty that are running all of those classes, because they work their tails off to make sure that students were safe, but that they were also able to do the hands-on, in-person, face-to-face lab work that they need to do to complete those courses.
Yeah, it's part of the balance, Jenny, that's tough. You can't just tell everybody to stay home and Zoom it when you have to be there. You have to put your hands on it. But making these numbers work, that's a great job by your staff to make sure everyone's safe. But still, the work is getting done, and these people need to get in the job market. So good stuff. Keith?
Jenny Vaughn is our guest. She's the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. Jenny, before we let you go, what is a transfer program information session? Is this for people who want to transfer from a program, or people that are transferring in?
It's about helping our students and learning more, potential students and our current students learn more about programs that we have that will specifically transfer to really pretty much any school, anywhere, any four-year school. So it is an information session on our transfer programs. So we have transfer programs in psychology, biology, chemistry, education. All of these, you can get a full associate's degree and be able to then go right over, let's say IU, that's where you want to go, to be able to go right over to IU and then complete your four-year degree in any of those areas. So our faculty will be sharing all of these degree options and what's included in them, the types of classes, and the outcomes for our graduates and all of the different transfer opportunities with IU, ISU, you know, IUPUI, all across the state. So it's a Zoom session that we'll be holding on Thursday of next week at 6 p.m. And if you'd like more information about that, to get that link to hear more about our transfer programs, just give us a call and we'll get that to you right away.
Is the Vaughn Family Cabana still open for the season?
It is still open.
We
still
have degrees. What do you mean, Keith?
About going over and getting early dose of Halloween candy.
Do that? Sit by the pool?
I'm not giving you my address. No way. But our windows are wide open. So excited to have some warmth after we had a couple of cool days there. But we know it's coming back, so we're going to enjoy it for sure.
Excellent, Jenny Vaughn. Thank you for the insight, as always. And we'll get together next week when we hit the halfway point of October.
Wow, unreal. Thank you so much, everybody. Enjoy the weather and have a great weekend.